What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1300 872 911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Well, remember that name, Frank Tiardo? This is a hero in our community some years ago. He called in and said, you know what, we've got a nightmare out here with these bloody ants. And he described how they fundamentally attack you by putting some sort of acid into your eyes or whatever. They kill everything around them that they can attack in huge numbers, and it was going to be a real nightmare, said Frank. Was it what? Anyway, he'll be very pleased to read, and he should be very proud too, because he did a lot of work towards this outcome today. The headline in the Cairns Post reads, "Success declared in crazy ant battle." Now, it goes on to say, Dylan Nicholson wrote this, "The yellow crazy ant, one of the most serious invasive pests in the world, has been eradicated from two sites south of Cairns. These sites total the equivalent of almost 70 soccer fields and include sugarcane and hillside forest sites in Mount Peter and Wrights Creek. The sites were identified in 2017 and 2018 and have gone through long-term treatment and intensive surveys, including periodic surveillance by highly trained odour detection dogs before being declared as eradicated. The ants often kill native animals and leave a path of destruction in their wake, disrupting delicate ecosystems." Now, I remember back in those days, and Frank Tiardo's right-hand woman was one Lucy Cargan. She was a regular on those Channel 7 updates on Friday nights as well, following Frank Tiardo. I think Frank was probably on that 7 o'clock update on Friday nights half a dozen times. But it reads here, Wet Tropics Management Authority Yellow Crazy Ant Eradication Program Manager Lucy Carga said they had managed to declare six sites eradicated in the region. I've got Lucy on the line, coordinator, Yellow Crazy Ant Eradication Program. Lucy, good morning.
Hello, John.
Isn't this good to get together again with such good news?
It's wonderful, and thank you so much for having me on.
I've got very fond memories of what Frank and you were achieving. Against the odds, Lucy, when you started talking about these matters, and Frank, of course, people didn't know what we were talking about, but they certainly did soon, because you and Frank particularly got the word out there very effectively and very energetically.
That's right, John. Look, the program owes a lot of its early success because of Frank. Frank was out there talking to community. He got us involved. He introduced me to a lot of the farmers and landholders in the Sawmill Pocket area. He was always talking about it. He was with you on the radio. He was with us in Canberra. So a lot of the program's success in those early days is attributed to Frank. Mm. And our job has been to build on that over the years, and we've managed to continue to do that. So a big thank you to him, because that was such a great partnership and teamwork. The program could not have had a better beginning.
Isn't that interesting? Because he had the vision to realise potentially these things were bloody catastrophic. So it was part of the job for Frank, and of course you, to get the word out there. He sent me a message not that long ago saying, you know, we used to do those interviews on air where you did the interviews down on the Esplanade, etc., for Channel 7 on Friday nights. He used to send copies, tapes of those, off to the ministers and other potent people in Brisbane to let them know what was going on up here.
Yeah, we would. We would have all those copies. They'd be sent down in our reports, and they would be sent down to the ministers, senators, different politicians, various members of the department who would be assessing our reports, and all of that was celebrated. And it really highlighted the how involved the community and how concerned the community were about yellow crazy ants in the region, and that's built the foundations, because we've maintained those connections. Most of those connections, and we built on more to try and manage infestations over the years that followed from that. And we're really enjoying the fact that we've been able to declare eradication now on these two additional sites, bringing the total area of six sites now eradicated. But we're also on the cusp, John. So I know we've been talking for a long time on this program. It seems quite some time ago that we were talking with Frank. About, of the 2,500 hectares that we've got under management for yellow crazy ants, about 70% of that, we've done all our treatment rounds. So when we detect an infestation, we do five treatments. We know that five treatments get the ant numbers down to low or no ants. We do several years of surveys, and then we can declare eradication. So 70% of the area that we're managing now is in that transition stage, having received all of its treatment rounds. But not only that, but we're on the cusp of declaring more site eradication. So yesterday it was lovely to be able to declare eradication and to celebrate those two additional sites, bringing the total area of eradication to 90 hectares. But we've got more coming on. We've got 700 properties in Bentley Park that we've identified that can come off, and that'll be our next celebration. And many years ago, you and I were talking about sending teams up into the World Heritage Area.
Yeah.
Those sites that we talked about at that point, they've all received, that's the area behind Frank's Place too.
Yeah.
They've all received their treatment rounds, their survey. The survey team's just finished surveying those areas at the back of Stormwell Pocket in Bentley Park around this week, and no ants have been found there for at least 4 or 5 years. So that's another area that will be declaring sooner than later as well. So it's an exciting time, and it certainly gives us all that motivation to keep going. And we've recently found infestations in Goldsborough. So the time the clock starts ticking on those sites, and usually when we look at the timeline for eradication, we've previously gone, from what we know, it's from up to 8 years, but we've got some exciting developments on trying to reduce those timelines, which is great. So whenever our teams go out and do a survey, there's the chance that they're going to find them is what we call a probability of detection.
Yep.
And with the added work of the odour detection dogs that have a heightened sense of smell and they can detect ants in low numbers, we have an accumulative probability of absence that we look at. And that gives us an increased confidence to declare eradication. So it's very exciting.
Lucy, there are challenges now, of course, in other parts of the state. The skills that you've obviously picked up over the years and your team, I presume those skills are shared with those other teams in other parts of the state?
This is one of my proud moments to be able to talk to, actually. John, thank you, because we've learnt so much. So as much as we can, we're wanting to share it with as many organisations or government departments, whoever needs to know what we know about trying to succeed in eradicating yellow crazy ants. So, yep, we spoke recently and sent teams down to the Whitsundays to help the local government to survey and map their infestations at the Whitsundays. And the team shared a lot of the knowledge around the methodologies for surveying and mapping the infestations there. We supported them with some of our GIS work, and with Townsville also. We're trying to share as much as we can with Townsville for their infestations, all of our planning documents, reporting, any templates for communications, all of our standard operating procedures for all the work that we do. It's shared. And I remember this was one of the important things that when I mentioned us, you know, was pleased to know about, you know, the government support to this program, was to be able to share the information that we have to allow others to sort of learn from it.
Do you know, it's a wonderful, I mean, you use the word proud moment. I just think it's great what you've achieved, what your team's achieved, what Frank achieved. I mean, Frank Teodo, if he hadn't rung the bell on it, we might have still been wondering what these bloody things were that giving us such misery. So it's as you pointed out, a very, very proud moment. You're to be congratulated, Lucy, for hanging in there against all the odds. And thank you. On behalf of the community, thank you.
Thank you so much, John, and I'm really pleased. Thank you for calling, and thank you also for recognising the contributions of Frank in those days. The program really established itself on the foundations of collaboration and communication with the community, largely, as you know, from what, you know, Frank was trying to achieve back then too. And so I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Very well said, Lucy. Congratulations again. Lucy Carger, she's the coordinator of the Yellow Crazy Ant Eradication Program.